kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket investment negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang mga negosyanteng si Christian Vinci Velasquez at ang kanyang asawa na si Shelo na may-ari ng isang bakery and restaurant sa South Australia or sa Adelaide. So kamustahin natin sila. Kamusta Christian and Shelo?
Hello po, kamusta?
Kamusta po?
Kailan nyo sinimulan ang negosyong ito?
3 years na po kami na open. So, challenging po siya in terms of kasi wala po kaming knowledge. This is our first business. We just took the risk one because it is our passion po to cook. The whole family's passion to cook. Our mother, she does catering po, Filipino catering here in Adelaide. And ang career ko din po is I'm a chef din po. And Christian is a passionate chef.
Passionate.
Building a business here near our house actual location na to. So it's very convenient to us. We took the risk because we're not sure if it will be successful because Filipino food is not known here in Australia. It's not. So yung goal namin is to really introduce Filipino food other lahi na hindi pa natitikman yung cuisine natin.
Introduce Filipino hospitality.
Ba yung Filipino diba, hospitality, diba? Diba? So itong place na to actually is a pharmacy before. We are just 2 houses away from it. Vegan siya, oo. Tapos then, nagkaroon ng Indian restaurant. Sabi ko, hala, ito na yung opportunity natin. Pag benenta nila yon, tayo na yung mag-take over. Mm-hmm. And then one day, nagtitingin ako sa Facebook market. We took the opportunity na, sinabi namin to our family, lahat ng savings ko, savings nila, pinagsama-sama po namin para mag-start ng capital po. To buy the business.
Binili namin yung business ng Indian, pero pinalitan namin ng name na 118 Covenant because our cuisine is Filipino cuisine. So, pinalitan lang namin yung name. Pero everything, nabili namin sa kanya lahat. Like equipment, setup, kumbaga parang inayos niya lang for us eh.
If you can remember, you can just give me estimates. No? Around how much was the capital in setting up this cafe and resto?
Capital, it's around, around 45 din. Kasi may mga stock pang nangyari, may mga renovation pang nangyari. So yung capital na nilabas na.
To take out a bank loan for this?
We borrow some with our family friends, I think around 15. But we paid that one after 5 months.
Sino-sino ang parte ng business na to sa inyong pamilya?
Composed of 6 director. Myself is the CEO ng corporate. My wife, she's the head chef of the restaurant. My mom, she's in the catering side of our business. Partnering with my dad, Silvestre, director din siya. Nag-a-advise siya. Finance side, that's my brother-in-law, CJ. Chief Financial Officer, and Denise, his wife. Siya yung head ng mga communication namin, marketing.
About the challenges of running a family-owned business na syempre minsan nagkakabanggaan kayo at ang dami nyo. Tell me about that.
Kaming family, we are one as whole na meron kaming goal na not only to do business but also to show that we are different with other people na nagninegosyo kasi in terms of Christianity, we like to share our faith with other people. So, hindi lang pagkain yung gusto namin ma-share, kundi yung nananampalataya namin. Little by little, we share the word of God here sa rest. It's very challenging. Minsan nagbabangayan, halos maganda kasi nasasala namin kung tama ba, kung okay ba, mali ba, o ayan ba yung gusto talaga natin. So, nasasala nila na I think it's a blessing for us as well na ganun kami ka-close bilang family.
Tell me about yung risks of putting up this kind of business.
Napakahirap i-market ng Filipino cuisine here in Adelaide because there's, and also as a Filipino, everyone know how to cook. You can send our food with gugustuhan nila at hindi nila sasabihin na mas masarap pa yung luto ko. Kailangan mo makuha yung suporta ng community mo as a Filipino. Sila yung number one supporter. Pero pag hindi nila nagustuhan yung hinahay mo sa kanila, sila din yung number one na mambabash.
Kaya tinatry namin maging on-trend din sa mga kung anong mga trending ngayon, katulad ng mga matcha, yung mga ganyan. Because we are a cafe and restaurant. So, nagsumasama kami sa mga trends din ng market. So, in terms of the trend ngayon, like in the matcha, mga ube, yung gano'n. And we're trying to input our own trend din.
Our own flavors.
Champurado, yung mga gano'n, yung mga Filipino classic favorites natin na mga bata tayo. We're trying to input that. Ini-introduce namin yun na maging trending din siya. Na minsan yung kung anong trending din sa Philippines, dinadala din po namin dito.
How do you compete? Kasi ano yung discarte ninyo?
We have a standard na dapat all my staff, lahat kami, we show our Filipino hospitality sa kanila. Because that's the experience na hindi nila nararanasan. Everyone's happy with serving na medyo marami, medyo, we just put a little bit extra for every serving na ginagawa namin. Because we are, as a Filipino, we are generous.
I think in terms naman, in like social media po, yun po, mas lalo namin tinatry i-boost, mag-post, kasi dun po yung reach ng tao. Dun na halos lahat ng tao is nasa social media. So, we're trying to get to Instagram, Facebook, ganyan, para mas nakikita nila yung how we present our food. Tinatry kasi namin i-modernize yung how Filipino
cuisine
is. Pero tinatry namin i-remain pa rin yung lasa niya, na traditional taste.
Were there any unforeseen expenses, particularly when you acquired the business from the former owner?
Yung almost lahat ng equipment niya, ng mga stove, yung iba po kasi nun is rent to own. So, actually, hindi naman in-expect na rent to own siya. So, na kami yung magbabayan, magkukontinue magbayan ng equipment. So, it's good na din na nakipag-negotiate kami sa kanya kasi actually pala, hindi naman niya mamayari lahat ng
equipment.
Nagulat kami kasi akala namin sa amin na wala pala talaga siya ang gamit. Manageable naman po yung payment niya every week.
Nang nasa 20, 40, 50
ganun lang yung range niya in a week. So, okay naman. Manageable naman po siya.
Na-shock lang.
Na-shock lang kami kasi akala namin, meron ng equipment, okay na. Pero ito hindi pala. Rent-to-own pala siya.
And how has the business been so far?
I think it's going well. Except lang kasi yung season na winter. Pero we're starting to pick up again. And compared to when we started, it's a lot better po talaga.
We build a strong foundation here sa Adelaide na in terms of catering, si Mucha yan, Covenant yan. So sila yun yung recommendations. So
kasi parang mas gabay na din po namin yung how the operation works. We try to change yung menu namin every 6 months or so. May something exciting. So,
in the future, are you keen on opening in other states or territories? Naisip nyo ba yan?
Marami kaming mga customer from interstate. But right now, we are focusing sa Adelaide. Maybe in the future, mag-open kami ng other branch sa the city.
So, meron po kami pusilo, tapa, ganyan. Ayun po din yung gusto namin i-focus. Food production po na mag-sell ng frozen pusilo, tapa, ganyan po in interstate.
Final message ni Christian and Nichelle sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or yung mga gustong magtayo ng kanilang negosyo.
You have to believe to yourself na you can do it. Sasamahan ka ni Lord sa journey mo. And also, for me, God will bless you to find the right person na magiging staff mo. You need to find the right person na makakatrabaho mo, makakasama mo araw-araw. Kasi halos sila yung kasama mo. You treat them as a family. Don't treat your staff na parang ikaw lang yung boss ka. Dapat ikaw lang yung tama. But kasi at the end of the day, ikaw rin yung magbe-benefit.
Sa akin lang po, just go and take the risk kasi we're just getting older each day. I think just YOLO lang yung ganun po. You only live once. So just keep trying even if it fails po. Just go kasi lahat naman ng fail natin, may learnings naman siya. So at the end of that, I think it will be success. So lang, try it. Tapos pray. Prayer is very important kasi katulad nga sa amin, we're not sure whether if it's gonna be quiet or busy. Pero at the end of the day, ang faith namin kay Lord is, Lord, ikaw naman yung magpro-provide sa amin. Ikaw yung magbibigay ng customer sa amin. Ikaw yung magbibigay ng kita So, panatag kami sa part na hindi kami nag-aalala.
And on that note, maraming salamat kay Christian Vinci Vasquez along with Shelo Velasquez. At sa uulitin po ha, tandaan nyo po mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.